There is trouble in paradise. The government parties have fallen out with each other.
No, we're only a year and a half in government.
In
terms of this arrangement.
There's a constant charge against me. Because he has no case against us when it comes to
subs.
My charge against him is he's obsessed with innuendo and conspiracy theories.
There is something incredibly demoralising and abstract about this annual pantomime.
Yeah, we're in the Houses of Parliament on national television.
Hello, I'm Eileen Whelan, and you're very welcome to this Your Politics podcast from the RTE newsroom here in Dublin, where we're bringing you the first projections from the RTE TG Cahir exit poll. 3,000 voters at 150 polling stations were questioned, and this exit poll will give us an indication of first preference votes in the European Parliament elections and a projection of the party support in the local elections. We'll also be able to look at an indication of how people voted in the divorce referendum. Joining me now to discuss the exit poll are our political correspondents Paul Cunningham and Micheál Lehán. I'm first going to go to you, Micheál. Let's have a look at the European Parliament elections. As I said, an indication of first preference votes. What are we seeing here?
Yeah, we're seeing some things very clearly. OK, there are health warnings and there are caveats here, but there's some intriguing possibilities now suddenly in play. We can see the leading contenders without doubt really across three of the constituencies. In Dublin, it's Ciarán Cuff. In Midlands Northwest, it's Mairead McGuinness of Fine Gael. And down south, it's the Fine Gael candidate too, Sean Kelly. So that is a clear thing that you can say, even allowing for the margin of error there of 4%. But the big thing, the big news that you can see from tonight is that suddenly the Greens could be in contention in all of these constituencies. And that is something that just a few days ago was impossible, really.
Paul, can I ask you, I know we're seeing an awful lot about climate change. Is that the only reason people have decided to vote Green and we're seeing this huge surge?
I think there's a couple of things that have happened for the Green Party. Even if you go back to last year, the Taoiseach had to put his hands up and say Ireland's been a laggard when it comes to meeting its international obligations. Since then, we've had a Citizens' Assembly. We've had a Joint Oireachtas Committee looking at the issue. It's gone to a full Dáil debate. So climate change has been rolling through the media, through the political world now for months. But even the past couple of weeks, we've had things like, for example, the school strike today with all those thousands of students right across the country demanding their parents and politicians take action. And we've also had issues like the primetime debate where Saoirse McHugh over in Midlands Northwest put in a sterling performance. So all of these things seem to have been slow, but now they've built up into a crescendo and we've got this green tide for the Green Party, which looks very, very significant.
Micheál, if I can just ask you if we could look at the constituencies. Let's start in Ireland South. What are we seeing there?
Yeah, in Ireland South, we can see Sean Kelly of Fine Gael is on 16% in this poll. Leonie Ria de Sinn Féin topped the poll here the last time. She's on 13% this data would suggest. Now that's still a healthy vote, but getting to the quota here around 16.6%, she'll need transfers. It's hard to predict after that. We can see that there is a Fianna Fáil seat here based on these figures and these indications, because Billy Keller's on 13% and Malcolm Byrne is on 9%. But there had been a lot of talk in Fianna Fáil circles in the last even number of hours about the possibility of a second seat here. That, based on this figure, looks to be quite a challenge. There's another big challenge here too, and it's for Fine Gael this time, and Deirdre Clune's chances of holding her seat. That suddenly looks difficult. She's on 9%. Her running mate, Andrew Doyle, is on 4%. There's a challenge. And again, we come back to the other thing. It's the green surge here. Look at Grace O'Sullivan on 12%, and also the Independent for Change candidate, Mick Wallace. He has done quite well too, on 10%. Hard to predict the seats here. We can see a Fine Gael seat. We can see a Fianna Fáil seat and most likely a Sinn Féin one. After that, difficult and plenty to play for between Grace O'Sullivan, Mick Wallace and a few others in there as well.
OK, Paul, let's look at Dublin. What are we seeing here?
Well, there's one standout statistic, and that is Ciarán Cuff topping the poll, according to this survey, the Red Sea survey for RTTG Car, at 23%. I think everyone thought that Ciarán Cuff was going to be in the game. Topping the poll by that margin, that is a surprise and is indicative of this green surge that we've been talking about. After that, we're talking about a constituency where you've got four seats. There's now, if Ciarán Cuff is out top, you've got four more contenders, all within 4% margin, and the margin of error is 4% for these constituency polls. So once again, as Micheál said, very, very tight, difficult to predict how these are going to fall. We're actually going to have to wait to see the counts and how the transfers go. But just to explain to people, so Ciarán Cuff, 23%. Next up, Francis Fitzgerald, Fine Gael on 14%. Barry Andrews, Fianna Fáil, 12%. Claire Daly, Independence, 12%, and then heading to Lynn Boylan at 10%. Now, she had topped the poll by a wide margin last time out. She had 20,000 votes ahead of their nearest rival. So that's taken quite a battering, and one would imagine that Claire Daly, the Independence for Change TD, has taken an awful lot of her vote, but an awful lot to play for. It really depends on how the other candidates are eliminated, where their transfers go.
Can you see how that's translating into seats?
I don't think you can. What you can say is that Kieran Cuff is all but guaranteed one. After that, it's a matter of debate.
Now, as I said earlier, 3,000 voters were questioned at 150 polling stations around the country. So, Micheál, let's look at Midlands North West. What is this exit poll telling us?
Clear news from it is Mairead McGuinness, not unsurprisingly, has topped the poll on 25%. So if you factor in the margin of error of 4% there, Mairead McGuinness has a quota still, even allowing for that. So she looks set to be elected. Matt Carty of Sinn Féin on 15%, probably enough there to hold on to the seat. Again, the Green Party candidate, the strong performance in the primetime debate, an unknown really up until that point, outside of her wider Green circle. She hadn't held any political office. Saoirse McHugh's on 12% here. Maria Walsh, the other Fine Gael candidate here, a lot of talk about Maria Walsh's campaign, and one that Fine Gael really thought there was a chance of a second seat here, on 10%. And if Mairead McGuinness has a surplus to pass on, well, it's still a possibility, but it's not something that you could call absolutely. Luke Min Flanagan's vote on 10%, probably down on what we might have expected, but again, the 4% margin of error could mean it's quite different. Peter Casey came into that with one of the highest profiles. He's on 7% according to this. The other big story here, Fianna Fáil and the two candidate strategy, something that some of the party weren't happy with and raised concerns about. They seem to have been borne out if you look at this. Here, Brendan Smith is on 6% and Anne Rabbitt is on 9%. Now, the Fianna Fáil people tonight will hope that the margin of error can be factored in here by 2 if they're trying to get into contention for a seat. But from their point of view, that looks extremely worrying.
Okay, Micheál, you've also been looking at the local authority elections. What are we seeing here in terms of party support and who voted for what?
Yeah, there wasn't much between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael the last time in this, probably about 1% or just over it. But when it came to the seats, and these seats, remember, they can be decided on less than 10 votes sometimes, often around the 50 vote mark. So it's hard to predict on party support who's going to be the biggest party in local government. And right now, according to this poll, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are both on 23%. So that battle goes on to try and win that mantle. It's an important one to become the big party on the councils. There's something else we can see here, and it's the story of the night again. It's the Green Party, up to 9% on this poll. Now compare that, and let's again, we have to keep mentioning this 4% margin of error, but let's compare it with their vote in 2014. 1.6% was the first preference vote in 2014. Here it looks to be 9%. Now, that time they won 12 seats. They have over 80 candidates in the field this time. So you would assume there will be gains there. For Sinn Féin, the vote looks to be down on the last time. It's at 12%. It was about 15% the last time. And there were big gains for Sinn Féin then, going above 150 seats. Holding them seems to have been the party aim. They'll do well to do that. They could lose a few based on these figures. But again, local seats, hard to call. For the Labour Party, this was an important election. They hope to breed new life back into the ranks, getting new faces there. But the vote on this is 6%. Now, if the margin of error doesn't come into play in their favour here, that would suggest a vote that's stagnating.
I think the importance of the local elections is not just the results and the control of the council and how political parties are able to sort of exercise power there. These really are important because councillors really assist a political party in getting TDs. It gives them experience and you can possibly five candidates. And I would imagine that every political party will be poring over these results because it could assist anyone in determining whether or not they're going to go for a general election, whether that might be Fine Gael because they think there's a surge in support or whether it's Fianna Fáil. It all enters into the calculation. So when you look at the local election, don't just look at how many seats have been won. Think one step ahead. What does this mean in any planning of a political party, but how they're going to be set up for a general election? So looking at those results, take, for example, the Labour Party. If those results are borne out with the qualifications we said, if that is borne out, that would be a concern because it would suggest that they haven't been able to break through and achieve the aim that they wanted.
Would that be your overall assessment as well, Micheál?
Yeah, I think if we look at the local election results and we look what we can see from the European stats so far, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael really, I mean, no one has got the kind of surge that they might have hoped for there. I mean, Earlier today, I had spoken to people in certain parties who thought that the general election could suddenly come into the offing quite quickly in the immediate aftermath of the counts, that some party would gain enough to start talking that way. If you look at these figures tonight, I think things could finish fairly level, and I don't see either Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, based on this, having a great appetite to go back to the country, because support hasn't grown enormously. For some, it actually may have diminished. And where is that going? The independent vote remains healthy, and the big winners, the people who are taking that vote in these elections, look to be the Green Party.
The divorce referendum, what are we seeing, Paul?
Well, it's quite a surprising outcome. The margin of error in this is around 3%, but it really doesn't come into play when you hear the actual statistics. The number of people, or the percentage of people, who wanted to remove the issue of divorce from the constitution and allow the legislature to determine the period of time which needs to take place before someone can achieve a divorce, 87% in favour. 87%. The number against, 12%, and don't know, 1%. I think most people would have predicted that there would have been a large vote in favour. I don't think anyone was predicting on that scale. 87% is really a standout vote.
Yeah, and this vote was interesting in that it's one that didn't come through the Citizens' Assembly. It was an initiative of Josepha Madigan, the minister, initially. And it's something that, I mean, many would have said maybe the government didn't give this enough attention, but it does show the way the thinking in the country stands right now. When it comes to social change and the like, and it didn't require the huge effort that other recent referenda has required, that process of the Citizens' Assembly and a huge big political campaign behind it. There wasn't really, and yet it's something that passed with great ease.
I think just one other thing I'll be looking very closely at is the question of what is turnout like. I mean, if you look at the European elections in the Dublin constituency, it was 43% in 2014. And if you go back another 10 years, it was above 52%. And so there is a question, as there's been a decreasing vote over the past three elections. And really, we'll be looking to see what turnout is like this time. What we hear just anecdotally, not related to the survey, but anecdotally, is that it's down. And I think that's going to be a concern for all parties, that the public is not as engaged in this election process. Even though there was a referendum as well associated, and in places like Waterford City and County, Limerick City and County and Cork, a plebiscite as well.
Yeah, I think Eileen, one of the big points too is if we look at the big parties' stated aims going into this, and can they achieve them tonight? Well, you couldn't be certain. Fianna Fáil wanted to win a seat in each of the Euro constituencies. That may or may not happen. If you look at Midlands and North West, you could say they possibly won't do that. Then if you look at Fine Gael, it was about holding four seats. Looking at that tonight, could you be absolutely sure of that? Well, maybe not. For Sinn Féin as well, it was about holding the seats. They have a battle on their hands to do that. And then, I mean, Fianna Fáil wanting to remain that biggest party in local government. Well, they're in a good position to do that, but they're equal with Fine Gael, it seems. Fine Gael wanting to gain 50 seats at one point at local level. Again, that looks a very tall order. So the bigger parties, and I think you include Labour as well, in their aim to try and get some kind of resurgence going here, there's not a lot in these figures that would please them on that front. But there's a lot of votes to be counted, and the margins will be quite fine in the end. So maybe that they'll walk away from this with things conserved more than any great gain. I think that's the best possibility they can hope for.
Is that how you think the big parties will be reacting tonight, Paul?
Yeah, I think with a degree of concern. They will immediately say this is just a snapshot, it's not the actual vote. As Micheál said, that in many cases, particularly with the local elections, I mean, this is counts are going to be going on for days and days, and small margins will make a big difference. But overall, it isn't giving any of the established parties what they hoped for, which was a bit of a boost. It seems to be far more a case of as you were. And so no big winners, bar one party, the Green Party.
Now, full results or indications of the RTE TGCAR exit poll will be released in the morning. What else will we see from that?
Well, the first thing is that on the local government, on the Euro constituencies and the divorce, a lot of information is already on rte.ie/news. So you can go there and get an awful lot of information. 9 o'clock in the morning, RTE Radio 1 will begin its coverage, and that will coincide with more information about the exit poll in relation to attitudes and also party support. Television starts off at 11 o'clock at night, and it's going to roll through Saturday and Sunday. So there will be a lot of coverage covering all of the different aspects of the elections. And Micheál, I think, is going to be first up.
we first up on the radio in the morning, where we'll have that extra data around why people have decided to do this, why people, and this is interesting too, because I mean, out there for the last number of weeks, everyone in parties, independents have said people have been remarkably polite, but haven't engaged. And there seems to have been a reason for that, that they weren't overly critical perhaps of the government or the big opposition parties, but they were reserving their judgment, and they seem to on this occasion have said it's time to vote to do something about the environment, if that's the one message you're to take from it.
I mean, obviously, the other thing is that we are talking about locals, we are talking about European. What you can't do is make a direct translation that what happens in this election will therefore happen in the general election. I think the Green Party will do everything within its power to ensure that it does, but it's a different election, so you can't draw a conclusion that because it happens here, it'll happen there.